The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. These are some notes I made during a trip to the island of Lagunav in Haiti a few years ago. Bird chirp and overcast, dog bark chorus at night. So much is the same, the morning air, the way they laugh, starlight on the limestone road. Madame Cloca is on the hill above me planting something. Her sheets flap in the wind. Jared Diamond describes Montanans in collapse. They resemble Idahoans but are more glamorous. Bigger sky. It's weird to hear yourself explained to the average reader, thrown up in relief against what's commonplace. Onise is a clothes horse. Her kitchen has a view of the sea. She squats next to the fire in a chartreuse shift, making coffee. Sonine, who is perhaps 4, scrubs little fistfuls of fabric in a tiny basin. She spreads them to dry on the stump tufts of donkey-chewed grass, her underpants. Louise and her dead twin were born feet first. A dead baby on the ground, Marie-Rose all torn up, and instead of a placenta, another pair of feet. I picture Louise's sturdy 7-year-old feet when Marie-Rose tells me this story. Someone ran to find someone who could find someone who could find a truck, people wailing that there would be 3 dead before nightfall. They yanked Louise out as the truck arrived. Jared Diamond keeps musing about what it was like to cut down the last tree on Easter Island. Maybe nobody realized it was the last tree. The areas of deforestation just got larger and larger until they met, just like they did in Michigan in the 1930s. Just like what's happening now in the Pacific Northwest. A boy comes to Joseph in his garden and after an exchange of murmurs hands him a coin. Joseph picks him 5 jalapenos. Etienne rolls a piece of paper into a microphone and mimes the lead vocalist in a rock band on the porch of his house facing the path. Whatever you pretend here, anyone can watch. Timama feeds me starchy roots seasoned with those tiny, salty, inedible fish that I eat anyway. She dives into chatter like I've made the journey here just to hear it. There's a girl and a ganga and a violent, convoluted story, or several, that I can't follow. I catch half the words as she fast-forwards through a year of gossip. People weren't safe in their houses. Someone was left for dead alongside the road under a pile of paper. Somebody else wasn't really hurt, and there was a horse in it, too. Maybe she's telling me her dreams. Who knows what was the last tree? Maybe it was one that didn't recover from being overpruned for firewood. Maybe there was a whole slew of last trees that died together in a parched nursery. Old Tomas can't get up. I saw him on the path the first day, inching his gnarled, arthritic self toward the tree where he sits the afternoon away. "Ha! Bet you thought I'd be dead by now," he crowed. Now he's on a pile of rags on the cement floor of his room at Jacqueline's. Maybe dying, maybe not. No talk of getting him to the hospital. Waiting for what happens next. People cluck about the consequences of not taking care of your children. Jared Diamond keeps wondering how it feels to live in a culture in the final stages of collapse. Doesn't seem from the chapter on Haiti that he actually visited here. Ina, singing and telling stories in the moonlight. A frog on my water bucket this morning. Chickens making their egg-laying song. What happens in a collapsing society? Cézanne sings as she sweeps. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.